When Gondor was founded, Isildur had Minas Ithil built, the Tower of the Moon, a place of beauty and a home to him and his family. An age later, when Frodo, Sam and Gollum tried to reach Mordor, they only saw Minas Morgul and the Tower of Cirith Ungol, places of dread and darkness where, according to Sam, earth, air and water all seemed accursed. How did it come to this? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. As we know, when Numenor fell, some Numenorians, the faithful led by Elendil and his sons, managed to escape to Middle-earth and formed the kingdoms of Arnor in the north and Gondor in the south. We'll leave Elendil in the north for this video and focus on the realm of Gondor. Elrond picks up the story at the Council of Elrond. In the south, the realm of Gondor long endured, and for a while its splendour grew, recalling somewhat of the might of Numenor ere it fell. High towers that people built, and strong places, and havens of many ships, and the winged crown of the kings of men was held in awe by folk of many tongues. Their chief city was Osgiliath, citadel of the stars, through the midst of which the river flowed. And Minas Ithil they built, Tower of the Rising Moon, eastward upon a shoulder of the Mountains of Shadow. And westward, at the feet of the White Mountains, Minas Anor they made, Tower of the Setting Sun. There in the courts of the king grew a white tree, from the seed of that tree which Isildur brought over the deep waters. And the seed of that tree before came from Eressëa, and before that out of the uttermost west, in the day before days, when the world was young. It's easy to look back at this in a very matter-of-fact, if poetic way, as Elrond does here, but imagine for a moment what it must have felt like to Isildur and the faithful, having escaped the cataclysm of the downfall of Numenor and lost everything they once knew. They weren't just founding a kingdom, they were building a new home. Minas Ithil became Isildur's new home for his family and his heir, a place of beauty, where we're told that the moonlight reflected off its marble walls so that it appeared to shine. It was also the stronghold where Isildur planted the white tree, a link intensely personal for Isildur for an obvious reason. He saved a fruit of the white tree of Numenor before it was destroyed by Sauron, and it nearly killed him. We're told in the Silmarillion that after getting it, Isildur had lain long and come near to death, and only when its first leaf opened, he arose and was troubled no more by his wounds. Isildur risked his life because it was an important tree. It resembled the symbolic link of the faithful to the past, from Gondor to Numenor to Eressëa to Valinor itself. To have this line unbroken, to be linked to the earliest of days and the power of the Valar, must have been immensely significant to the new Gondorians in their attempt to reclaim or cling on to some of Numenor's greatness. For a while, things seemed to be going well for the new Gondorians. Many of their most spectacular cities, fortresses and monuments were built in the century following the kingdom's founding. The Argonath came into being, the Tower of Orthanc, and what later became known as the Hornburg. Of course, this wasn't all just Isildur. His brother Anarion was at his side, claiming the city, or fortress as it was then, of Minas Anor as his seat of residence. Between those two was Osgiliath, their capital. Those three places each housed a Palantir that they had salvaged from Numenor so that they could keep in contact with Elendil, who ruled as High King of Arnor in the north. Unfortunately, this feel-good time lasted only a little over 100 years. After the fall of Numenor, Sauron had also returned to Middle-earth. It took him some time to regain his body and strength of arms, but in the year 3429 of the Second Age, he attacked the Gondorians and took Minas Ithil and burned the White Tree. Isildur again managed to save a sapling from the tree, fleeing north with his family, while his brother Anarion was left to defend both Minas Anor and Osgiliath. In answer to this attack, the last alliance of elves and men was formed, which brought Sauron to his knees, but at a great loss to elves and men. They reconquered Minas Ithil, and probably about that time also built the Tower of Cirith Ungol. It was certainly named differently at the time, but whatever they called it then has been long forgotten. With those towers, and a chain of other watchtowers, the Gondorians kept a watchful eye over Mordor through much of the Third Age, but not all of it. Elrond explains, The watch upon the walls of Mordor slept, and dark things crept back to Gorgoroth. And on a time, evil things came forth, and they took Minas Ithil and abode in it, and they made it into a place of dread, and it is called Minas Morgul, the Tower of Sorcery. Then Minas Anor was named anew Minas Tirith, the Tower of Guard, and these two cities were ever at war. But Osgiliath, which lay between, was deserted, and in its ruins shadows walked. Of course, Elrond's words are again spoken from a perspective which allows only for the defeats and losses of Arnor and Gondor, not for their victories and willingness to keep on fighting. It was the year 1975 of the Third Age, when the army of Angmar was beaten and the Witch King himself was finally defeated in the north. Prince Eärnor of Gondor, Círdan, with forces from Lindon and Arnor and troops from Rivendell, led by Glorfindel, managed to drive back the forces of evil, which will have felt like a victory. It was a victory, but one of the knock-on effects was that the Witch King set out immediately to return to Mordor. In the first chapter of Book 6 of The Lord of the Rings, The Tower of Cirith Ungol, we are told that the vigilance of Gondor had failed, and treachery had yielded up the tower to the Lord of the Ringwraiths. It says a lot about the strength and focus of Gondor that they seemingly let it just happen. Evil got a toehold once more in Mordor. From there, the Witch King laid siege to Minas Ithil in the year 2000, eventually conquering it 2 years later. It became the Witch King's base and was renamed Minas Morgul, meaning the Tower of Black Sorcery. The change from the place of light and beauty was immense. This is what we read many years later as Frodo and Sam beheld it in The Lord of the Rings. It was dark all about it, earth and sky, but it was lit with light. Not the imprisoned moonlight welling through the marble walls of Minas Ithil long ago, Tower of the Moon, fair and radiant in the hollow of the hills. Paler indeed than the moon ailing in some slow eclipse was the light of it now, wavering and blowing like a noisome exhalation of decay, a corpse light, a light that illuminated nothing. The aura of fear that started to emanate from the now Morgul Vale led to Ithilien becoming mostly deserted, and the Witch King pushed on with his successes. When Eärnor was crowned King of Gondor in 2043, the Witch King issued a challenge to the new king, knowing that the hot-headed Gondorian would remember that humiliating moment at the Battle of Fornost up in the north, when Eärnor's horse had panicked at the appearance of the Witch King and fled the battlefield, taking Eärnor with it. Back down in Gondor, Eärnor accepted the challenge at the second time of asking, and rode into Minas Morgul with a small escort, and was never seen again. Which obviously left Gondor with no king, but an outside hope that the king may return someday, and you know how that went. From this point on, Minas Morgul became a symbol of defeat and despair to all Gondorians for hundreds of years, reminding them every day of their former glory and how they had failed in keeping their realm and its people safe. Not only had they lost the city, but also one of the Palantiri. Ithilien was under constant threat from Mordor, housing the Nazgul under the leadership of the Witch King of Angmar. It became a place of dread that emanated far into Gondor. And the losses kept on coming. The Towers of the Teeth, Minas Ithil, and the Tower of Cirith Ungol were built to keep Sauron from returning to Mordor, strong fortresses the like of which no other people could have built. But they also had another function. Sam realizes this at the Tower of Cirith Ungol. As he gazed at it, suddenly Sam understood, almost with a shock, that this stronghold had been built not to keep the enemies out of Mordor, but to keep them in. It was indeed one of the works of Gondor long ago, an eastern outpost of the defences of Ithilien, made when, after the Last Alliance, men of Western Esse kept watch on the evil land of Sauron, where his creatures still lurked. They had kept watch for a very long time, at least until the year of the Great Plague, 1636 of the Third Age, and even up to the death of King Ondaher in 1944, it was documented that the Towers of the Teeth were manned by the people of Gondor. But as we have heard, all of these things changed with the loss of Minas Ithil to the Lord of the Nazgul. The Witch King could be patient, as he knew that one day his master would return. He had time to spend on turning the former Gondorian towers into places of horror in whatever way imaginable. It is Sam again we need to look to for a description of the Two Watchers, a defensive structure put in place by the Nazgul, not the Gondorians, standing either side of the gateway. They were like great figures seated upon thrones. Each had three joined bodies and three heads facing outward and inward and across the gateway. The heads had vulture faces, and on their great knees were laid claw-like hands. They seemed to be carved out of huge blocks of stone, immovable, and yet they were aware. Some dreadful spirit of evil vigilance abode in them. They knew an enemy. Visible or invisible, none could pass unheeded. They would forbid his entry or his escape. Why did Gondor allow this? Well, to Gondor, all of this was a process that lasted thousands of years through plague and invasion and ravages of time. The whole kingdom just slowly lost its vigilance. But it was still a downfall, slow and painful. And to those who cared about their history, to see their towers still standing tall and proud, symbols of the link to Numenor and the strength of Gondor, fall to the enemy, that must have hurt. That fair and radiant light of long ago turned to some corpse light, a light that illuminated nothing. The tale of Minas Ithil turning to Minas Morgul. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.